everybody, and welcome to another edition of Web Marketing Insights Podcast from Gulo Solutions. With us, we have, as usual, Zach Wilson, the co-founder of Gulo, and myself, Chris Bonney, VP of Strategy. And today, Zach, we are going to talk about the conversational web and what that means and how you can think about it as you build new websites, as you think about search engine optimization, as you think about how you get conversions on your site. That's what we want to talk about today. It is a small mindset change that can yield huge results.
Huge. Well, I'm excited to talk about it, and it's been a while. The lockdown has really pulled us away from podcasting in general. So I'm happy to be back and happy to be talking and getting back in it in the rhythm of having these conversations with you.
Yeah, agreed. So, and I'm really excited about today's topic because it's something that we talk about with prospective clients and existing clients to say, not a lot has to change tactically or from an application or development perspective or executionally per se, other than just thinking about a new way to think about your imagery, a new way to think about how you engage with people online, a new way to write copy and even send emails. So want to just kind of jump in real quick and start talking about sort of what is the conversational web. And really it's just a sort of a new approach to help you rethink how to engage your customers, your members, your constituents, and to leverage some proven strategies sort of with a new focus. There have been countless articles written about this, about conversational marketing, conversational media, the conversational web. We'll put up something on the screen that shows some of the headlines from some of those recently, how to actually build a conversational marketing strategy from HubSpot, et cetera. So it's not as if we're just sort of dreaming this up. This is a real thing. This is a big part of where the web is today. And I only really say that because when we talk to people about it, they don't go, oh yeah, I heard of that. But it does sort of set off, you know, sort of a light bulb moment when they think about the things they have seen recently, you know, on the web.
Yeah. Yeah. And it is a budding space. And I think that people will, it will be colloquialized and people will know what the term is and what the term means.
Yeah.
Within the next couple of years, because the space in general from a software perspective is really blowing up. It's blowing a lot of brands. Big brands are jumping on these different platforms that are helping them navigate these waters through different conversational mediums. Social, Chris mentioned newsletters, on-page SEO, and there's a couple of parts of it that get us really excited. I think anyway, are one, the messaging aspect of it, which how that cascades into your different channels, social, on-page, organic, and email as well. And even there are some a whole nother space with conversational advertising, which is a whole nother ball of wax that we won't get much into. But really, there's the messaging component and how that pertains to your brand. And then what we really get excited about is, of course, converting customers, engagement, and finding tactics and mechanisms where your customers are doing more, again, on page, email. We've been working internally. You've been heading it up, a big shift in terms of how we're communicating that in email. And what was it, four or five months ago, maybe, ish, we flipped into a more conversational email marketing campaigns.
Yes.
We've seen You can talk about this a little bit of this, but we've seen some really good results in certain channels. We're experimenting with some different channels as well. So results do vary depending on who your audience is, but do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe a way to frame this up is to say, what are the sort of the tenets of conversational web as far as we see them? And that can sort of lay the foundation for some of these examples. And we actually have a client who's in the space as well that we can talk about. But generally, there's sort of five things that we talk about as the conversational web, that things are a little more casual, that can come across through imagery, copywriting especially, naming conventions, button labels, all of those things. That is personalized. Now, personalization is something that's been going on for the web for a long time, but something as simple as putting a person's first name into the subject line of an email increases open rates fairly dramatically. I don't have the data right off the top of my head to support that. Adding, this is per MailChimp though, also even adding an emoji of some kind into a subject line or the first few lines of an email helps generate open rates as well. Being interactive with the site user in whatever way that might be, we can put up on the screen a something that we did for Up for Probiotics, which was a quiz. And at the end of the short quiz, it said, well, here's the Up for Probiotic that we recommend based on your lifestyle. So that's a way to not just say, hey, go visit this page to learn about it. Hey, let us learn about who you are as a person and then make a recommendation right online. That's a great personalized sort of interactive approach on the conversational web. And you need to be engaging. That's another one. That's super important. Of course, we always want engagement on the web. That's not new. And, you know, social media is all about engagement and how they do that. But I think the folks that coined the term conversational marketing, that's Drift, drift.com. They're the ones that do the AI chatbot, where you see the little chat box in the lower right-hand corner of many websites that you go to now asking you a question or seeing if you need help. A lot of times there's not a person behind that, but it's an AI mechanism that allows you to ask questions and answer questions and put your answers in, and then it directs you accordingly without a human on the other side. So that's really a lot of engagement there. And then timeliness, which just means we need to be current, we need to be modern, we need to be wherever the news is right now. That's a good place to start in the conversational web. Let's make sure that we're not dated in what we do. So those are sort of the five tenets that we've worked with. Zach, is there anything in there you want to expound on or?
Yeah, I think one of the things that from my perspective that I've seen you play around with, again, and specifically in the email channel, is the engagement, not just opens, but click throughs. What have you done tactically to increase some of those click throughs in emails? What are the changes that you've made from style to length to number of engagement points to you already said the subject line emojis, things like that, but what else?
I mean, it's such a dramatic shift with great results. I mean, going from the days of having sort of the HTML based, you open the email and it looks like a web page and there's pictures and there's headlines and there's multiple topics and there's multiple buttons to click through. It's not saying there isn't a place for that, but it's a very noisy inbox these days and our heads are filled with a lot of noise. And we're really, at the end of the day, we're looking for someone's attention. And the best way to get it is not by flashing imagery at them, but by just trying to be conversational, just to break through in a very simple, what we do now is text-based email. Okay. Mm-hmm. It's casual. It's conversational, literally.
Right.
It isn't formal. And one, I mean, just to say, well, how do you do that? What does that exactly mean? Well, the easiest way to sort of say from a copywriting perspective to just keep in your mind as a marketer is to say, am I writing this sentence with a mass of people in mind? Or am I writing this sentence with one person in mind? And you always want to do the one person in mind, that the, you know, Y-O-U, use that word instead of us or, you know, whatever the words might be that sort of imply a group. You want to just pick that person you know you're talking to that's sitting there reading your email and talk to them directly. That's the easiest way to get into a conversational mode quickly. You want to double space your lines. And what some of the shifts we made is, I mean, our emails are maybe 150 words, maybe 200, probably not. And not inundate the words with anything like links or sometimes you could do an animated GIF in there if it's topical or if it's humorous. But at the end of the day, this one email is asking for one call to action, not multiple, one. And that link is at the bottom of the copy. The copy, sure, can be conversational, but it also needs to be compelling, right? If you're not familiar with how to copyright for marketing or the flow of how something like that, a sales letter, so to speak, needs to be, you know, the formula of that, that's something to look into, and then ask for that call to action at the bottom. And then the other thing we want to do, Zach, and think about is where in the funnel do we want this email to lie, right? Is it at the top of the sales funnel where we're just building awareness and we want them to click through to a blog post and sort of gain their trust as an authority? Or are we asking for a sale, right? And sometimes you could have a campaign of these emails that might sort of walk people through the funnel right through their inbox. It also could walk them through the funnel on your website. So, you know, those are some of the things just anecdotally that we're doing and seeing other people do and recommending that people do in their emails.
Yeah. I mean, it's all, and I think too, from my perspective, the burden, the marketing shouldn't really be about a high burden versus low burden, but the burden of putting together, well-formed emails that look right on every single device and all that. Like, I mean, a lot of the software takes care of that now, but you still end up running through all these tests and, you know, making sure all your spacing, all that. I mean, I feel like it's just like kind of write a couple paragraphs, send out, you know, some sort of content, like you said, or message and go. And I know our frequency of email marketing has increased over the last few months as a result of that. So that's also one upside, is there's less time invested in having to do that email marketing as well.
It's a very good point. No, it's a legitimate point too. And if you are only asking for one call, I think what the mentality can be is, we're going to send out this big blast. Let's accumulate all this stuff. Let's get every department accounted for in every box. And we're going to send this one big email. Let's see what people click.
So it's diluted.
Like, yeah. I mean, just send four emails, but just keep them short and brief and compelling. So that's a shift. I mean, that's something to get used to and try to get used to. And that's hard for people, I think.
Yeah. Big time. Where are other areas that we're seeing this play out with our clients?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You know, the American Marketing Association, the Chicago chapter, who, you know, we do a lot of work with, and they're pretty big, and they're marketers, so they know what they're doing. And we'll put up on the screen right now a screenshot of one of their pages. That's the call to action is to join the organization. Okay, so what you'll hear as I read this is they're making the allure, we know Chicago and you know Chicago, right? And let's just, you know, we should probably bring our unique perspective and our history together and what we know into this heritage of what it means to be a Chicagoan, and they're going to say things that only someone from Chicago knows. And that's what a perfect example of what this conversational thing, this approach looks like. So we'll put it up on the screen right now, and let me read it to you as we look at it. For those that are just listening, it says in a big bold headline, join the Chicago marketing community. Then the sub headline, the city of big shoulders, the second city, the windy city. And then in the text beneath, it says, from sub-Saharan summers to sub-zero winters, from the magnificent mile to the bustling burbs, steeped in creativity and tenacity, Our complex history brings a unique perspective to marketers in the great city of Chicago. And then it has a Join AMA Chicago button for the single call to action on that page just below it. It's not talking about member benefits, right? It's not talking about, hey, you get a discount if you join. It's emotionally connecting with you in a casual way and saying, hey, we're brothers and sisters in the city of Chicago. Let's come together as marketers and be a part of, you know, our tribe. That's how I read that copy as well, at least.
Yeah.
So I really love that as an example. You know, that's a big one. Our other clients who are in the conversational media space, who is Native Message, and we'll make sure we put their link in the comments below and in YouTube and anywhere else we post this. But you know, what we propose to them, which is a unique perspective as well, is as opposed to having 5, 6, 7 nav buttons on their website, we knew there were kind of two visitors to their site at the end of the day. There were people that wanted to learn and there were people that wanted to buy. Basically. So you want to learn about this new conversational media world? Great. Go to this realm. There's one button and it opens up to a mega nav and learn about it. Now you're ready to buy. Okay. Well, why should you buy from Native Message? That's the other button. And it opens up to a mega nav with all those sort of selling and buying kind of conversations. So they know, right, we're in the funnel they are on their nav bar, right? And they know where in the process someone is trying to maybe convert with them, and they can track that through analytics. And we did that by just keeping it very simple and understanding at the end of the day, there's two people, not people, two intentions of the people right. coming to your site. Really, at the end of the day, they know all about it and they're ready to buy, or they don't really know and they want to learn.
Yeah. There's been some really interesting things happening on their site specifically with that. You know, they're just as an example, they're to expound on that, their session duration since making some of those IA changes and those things are up 83%. Their page number of pages visitors are visiting per session are up 50%. The sessions in general, this is not a testament to conversational elements, but the sessions are up over 15%. So, you know, some of those behavioral change that are cascading again from the messaging perspective to like you said, the site structure and how people journey through the site. Now, those can have a big impact because ultimately, the longer somebody, you know, ideally what we want to do is we want to try and get somebody to the exact page through marketing or search that we want them to go to and that answers their question. Obviously, that isn't always the case, but we beyond that, we want to provide them easy ways to extend their journey and navigate to other places of the site. So, you know, that's those are great things. The, you know, they're just to expand on that, the bounce rate is down almost 20% as well since the new site. So a lot of these things in terms of, you know, people getting to the site, the messaging, the conversation that's happening on the site, that style of design, the style of conversation, style of messaging, those all add up. They add up in big ways. So, So that's super super exciting, I think.
Agreed. And they also have a blog, and we've also created landing pages for them. So Zach, and you know, what's your sort of 30-second take on? I have a topic I want to tell the world about. How do I decide if it's a blog post or it's a landing page? What helps me distinguish what I'm trying to do there between the two?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think the landing pages are better geared towards specific segments. That's a way that we sort of separate them out. You know, if there's a segment or if there's a story of sorts that you're trying to you're trying to flesh out, whether with visuals or not whatnot, the landing page just in general can short, less copy, more visuals, big bullet points as you journey down the page, blog, a little bit more editorial, informational. It's always good to have visual aids with that or video aids with that and things like that. But you know, you've got something that's, I mean, it's almost like writing a book, right? Like it's, you've got a thesis, you've got a topic. It becomes very topical, sure. Can be editorial. I mean, for people that are in like the B2B, B2C space, like us and a lot of our clients, it's got to be typically, if you're doing content marketing, it's got to be pretty long tail. So we usually go from a volume perspective, we'll sort of go for a bunch of long tail keywords that all relate to a more pie in the sky keyword. For example, you know, if we're talking about conversational marketing, right? Google conversational marketing, it's going to be pretty hard to win that, like you said earlier on, because of some of the players in that, namely Drift. They've coined that, what was that, like 3 years ago or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they dominate that pretty heavily. But, you know, how can you make a footprint there? Well, you try and find some tangential space in there to play. Yes. Conversational media, conversational commerce, conversational web, and all these sort of derivatives that relate to that you can play with to find opportunities in search to have some visibility. So we've seen some really good results with that. I mean, that's really cursory explanation of the methodology, but that seems to be working pretty well for us.
Yeah, no, agreed. It all makes a ton of sense. So what else can we talk about here? We did talk a little bit about how we convert and the way we convert by keeping a single call to action in an email. I think as we saw with the AMA example on that page, again, they know what the intent of that page is, and that's to keep people to join. I think the intent of a blog post can be a conversion mechanism, and it sometimes is, to maybe get someone to give you their email address because they found you through an organic search, right? So that's an action they can take that moves them down the funnel. Landing pages tend to be a little more focused and optimized to a little farther down the funnel with a single call to action. Sometimes right. It's not as much about information as about selling. Is that a fair thing to say? The distinction between a blog post is sort of like,
for sure,
is informational, and the landing page is a little more compelling and salesy.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I would say that's a great distinction for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I think that, you know, to wrap all this up in a nice, pretty bow, if you're looking for one takeaway from all of this, it's that this, the conversational, engaging in conversational media and on the conversational web, you've got all of these different ways you can play on it. Conversational ads, conversational, AI, yes. Conversational commerce, conversational, chatbots, as we don't really like to call them, but that's what they are. Conversational marketing and all of these things, you know, what you're ultimately trying to achieve is two things. One, you're trying to create a tighter connection with your customer. And two, you're trying to create, as a lot of these companies are trying to do, less friction for your customers. And if you're in the B2B space or B2C space, and you're not playing in true conversational software, chatbots, ads, conversational AI, and you're just trying to get into the conversational web at, you know, step one, as we're talking about it, and changing your email style, changing your messenger style, what should you look for? Well, you know, one thing that we looked for was more engagement, more opens, more click-throughs, more conversions on our website, whether it's a landing page, a blog post, some sort of form. But those are the things that's ultimately your goal, right? Like, you're trying to, in terms of creating this conversation and changing the landscape and how you communicate with your customers or converse with your customers, you're ultimately, and what we're ultimately all trying to do is trying to create a higher conversion rate.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's what this is about. Why should you take conversational web and conversational marketing seriously? And why make the shift? That's exactly right. We ultimately, we're looking for a conversion of some kind. If it's an view, you know, whatever it is, we are. And we know that this is the way. And I think what people can take away from this too is keep an eye out for this now, because it is a nuance. But the minute you start seeing, oh, that's really formal and that's not really taking the conversational tenets into you know, account, and look at this over here, this is, and it feels a little more emotionally connected. I think that's one of the five too, that maybe we'll make it a sixth one, to have sort of an emotional connection, focus on that emotional connection. That's sort of like maybe our new number six, because I think that's, you know,
that's a good one.
It's an after effect of it, but I think it is a big part. It's a big part of all marketing, but I think that is an aspect that you kind of do get drawn in emotionally. So that's awesome.
Totally.
Yeah. So that's a good wrap up. I think, this was a good session, Zach. I don't know if you have anything else you want to share before we wrap up and say goodbye today.
Get more conversions.
Let's all do that. We could use some too. Yeah. Excellent. All right. So thanks everybody for listening to this podcast today of Web Marketing Insights from Gulo, Zach Wilson and myself. Thank you very much for listening. If you're on YouTube, feel free to leave a comment or subscribe in the bottom. If you're listening through iTunes or anything else, please feel free to rate or leave a comment as well. We'd love to hear from you, and stay tuned for our next Web Marketing Insights podcast coming soon. Thanks, Zach.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Hi, everybody. Thanks for checking out the podcast today. Go to gulosolutions.com to learn more about us. Subscribe to our newsletter. Also, if you can hit subscribe on our channel here on YouTube, that would be great as well.